Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence and ESE Insight calling. You know what? We've got our 2021 playlist. Coming up, the final Eurovision songs have released. Iceland completes the trilogy. And who's top of the odds for me? Yes, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever, whenever you are in the world, I'm still Ewan Spence, bringing you all the news from the last 7 days of the Eurovision Song Contest from the team here at ESC Insight. Well, we are 7 days closer to the grand final, Saturday the 22nd of May, and we have all the songs here that have been entered and submitted and have had all the forms completed and dots crossed and I's T'd and all of that from the EBU. And the contest is getting closer. They had the heads of delegation meeting where all the broadcasters got to see the little finicky details and hand over all the mixes and the stems and the karaoke versions and full versions and all of that. What wasn't handed over, but will have to be by March the 25th, is the backup tape. You'll all remember, of course, that there are various scenarios that this year's Eurovision can be held under. That could, of course, be not, we're not getting the all-up contest, but we might get a socially distant contest with all the acts in the Ahoy Theatre in Rotterdam with a limited number of people in the audience in a smaller press room. We might just have a couple of those countries coming in with broadcasting a tape, a submitted backup tape of a performance that can be used, or if it all closes down, then everybody's backup tape will be used. Bulgarian broadcaster BRT has followed the lead of Lithuania's LRT in providing facilities for other delegations to use so they can record their backup performance tape at their facility. Naturally, Bulgaria's entry is being filmed there, but we also hear the entries from Malta, Greece, Moldova, Croatia, and Cyprus are all using the Bulgarian facilities. In terms of news from the contest, it's mostly the final releases and what's going on. We're going to go over them in a minute, but just want to point out that over on Patreon, we have our monthly exclusive podcast of chat and discussion. This month was a look back at the national finals season from myself and Ross Middleton from Piff Paff Blog. Here's a short clip of that as I ask Ross for his moment of the season.
It would probably be the morning of Sunday, the 7th of March, 2021. I was living back home for the start of this year with my parents in southwest Scotland. And on that morning, I was returning to Edinburgh for a job interview. So we were driving through rural Scotland, not much signal, but suddenly a text comes through on my phone. San Marino, Flo Rida. And the rest, as they say, is history. What a day that was, from rumour to leak to snippet to the song, all in one day. Sunday the 7th of March, Sen Hit Sunday, featuring Flo Rida. Yes, please.
And now we know where Netflix has put their money this year.
The most glorious, serene streaming service.
Our Patreon supporters can listen to that podcast in full over at patreon.com/ESCInsight. And for everyone else, you'll find details there on how to support us. You don't have to support us. Only do it if you can afford it. We'll still have all our main podcasts and jukebox juries and articles and all that up on the main website. Right, let's run down those final entries from the broadcasters. There was just the one national final, the last national final of the season. Traditionally, of course, it's belonged to Sweden and Melody Festival, and in 2021 was no different. With 8 qualifiers direct from the heats, then the 4 qualifiers who passed through the Andra Chansen, 12 took to the stage in the annex set in Stockholm. Winning through all of that was Tusa with the song Voices. He won the jury vote by 10 points and then swept the public vote, taking the top douze point in every single age category for a comprehensive victory. Second place there went to last year's winners, the Mamas, and they again beat Daughter by a single point. She finished in third. 12 ran. Also of note here, the dance band Arvingarna made it clear that yes, they knew that these Swedish lyrics that they had could be sung in English with some Well, let's just face it, it's not quite family friendly, but it is certainly been going around social media circles on that one. Best Google that one, and rather than me attempting to do the chorus here and still sneak it through as a PG podcast. Internal selections, 1, 2, 3, 4, finished up our 39th Melody Festival and closed Icelandic television broadcast after Freyr's entry for 2021. 10 years is the follow-up to last year's Think About Things, and it's the final act in the Is This Love trilogy that started back with his national final entry at Song for Kept in 2017. The main elements are here once more, the pixelated faces on the green tops, the stylized dance moves, and a well-timed burst of confetti at the very end. This was a live performance with the band performing and Afi singing at the front. We're still waiting on an official video. There is an outfit out there that's the green jerseys and pixelated faces with some almost Thunderbirds-esque shoulder pads coming on, so we'll await that with the, as always, keen interest. Azerbaijan's Effendi returned to the playlist as well with Mata Hari following her 2020 entry Cleopatra. And when your chorus opens with the fourth wall breaking, just like Cleopatra, you know exactly what you're going to be get here. That said, I don't think that the 3 minutes that you have for a Eurovision song is going to be enough time to take in an in-depth look at the historical figure compared to the archetypal portrayal in modern cultures of Mata Hari. Also returning is Georgia's Tourney Kipiani. Musically, his song this year, You, is quite a distance away from last year's Take Me As I Am, and it's even further away from his national final entry, You Are My Sunshine, back in 2017. Yet they all feel similar in attitude, and Kipiani himself very much is an artist that continuing to develop and grow throughout over the years, and it's wonderful to see that progression as we watch over the song contest. And finally, Malta was our last release. Destiny returning not just from last year's entry, but her victory at Junior Eurovision for Malta in 2015, debuted her video Je Me Casse, mixing in modern sounds with a dash of the Charleston. Many in Eurovision circles are going to cite Electro Velvet Still in Love with You, as it sounds a bit like that, but it's much closer to French electro swing jazz band Caravan Palace. There's your homework for this evening on the music services. What else? Entry changes. Well, Croatia doesn't quite have an entry change. And we noted last week, though, that there were two versions of TikTok out there, one in English and one in Croatian. We weren't quite sure which one it was, but the Croatian version had been submitted as the official video. We do have confirmation now from Albina that she will be singing the Croatian language version at Eurovision. Italy, a quick turnaround for Italy's entry to the Eurovision Song Contest following Sanremo and the rapidly approaching deadline after that. Maneskin accepted the invite to represent their country after winning the festival, but Didier Bueno was well over the 3 minute mark, as it was in the Sanremo version. We've now got the 3 minute edit now. Trims are basically just in the opening rip, and the final let's let the guitarist do a little bit more, that's been trimmed back a bit to get it under the 3 minutes. Thankfully, there are no scissors taken to the story, to the main parts of the song, so everything still fits together nicely. Also worth noting that much like Fiora Amore built up a lot of love in Italian music circles last year, Maneskin have been awarded a gold record in Italy for Zitia Bueno. It's currently second in the Italian charts. Francesca Michelin and Ferez climbed up to number one this week, and it's all slowly building up for them heading towards Rotterdam, as it is for pretty much all the artists. They're now on this sort of build up of rehearsal and practice and PR. Of course, there's no live concerts to go to. It's all going to be done online this year, and we're going to be covering that over the next few weeks here on the Insight News Pod. What else? Russia. English lyrics have been added to the final minute of A Russian Woman, which won last week's national final, although some in Russia are asking for Maniza to be investigated, presumably because of her positive and welcome views on women's rights and support for LGBTQ issues. And finally, the broadcaster whose song was effectively disqualified by the EBU for breaking the no politics rule and bringing the song contest into disrepute has said it will submit another song. Okay. Hey. Okay, a couple of blips outside of the entry. Couple of blips? Blip news. Okay, Germany. NDR has opened up its application window for members of the public to join their 100-strong panel to help select the Eurovision entry for 2022. German residents can apply at eurovision.de/jury, where you'll be asked to rank some of this year's songs as your application. This week saw North Macedonian broadcaster MRT establishing an internal commission to, and I quote, review and analyse all aspects arising from public relations related to the Eurovision Song Contest. This follows a small but vocal backlash against Vassal's music video to Here I Stand, where they interpret artwork in the museum where the video is being filmed as representing the colours of the Bulgarian flag. Vassal's own words and thoughts are clear. I'm a music ambassador, and in music there is no religion, politics, orientation, race or colour. I had absolutely no intention to hurt anybody, quite the opposite. I am so proud of this project, which not only embodies me, but my country and culture and musicians and featured artists in the gallery. Switzerland goes top of the odds this week with Malta getting second place there. Just remember that this isn't the bookie saying who's going to win, but which song has the most money on it. Remember that the only winner in the long run will be the bookies themselves. And finally, congratulations to Molly Sanyan and Will Ferrell for their Oscar nomination. The Eurovision Song Contest, The Story of Fire Saga, Netflix's affectionate look at the song contest, has been shortlisted for the best original song with Husavik there on the ballot. The final happens there on April the 26th, and we'll see if Eurovision 2020 in some form walks away with one of the biggest musical prizes outside of that glass microphone you win at the song contest itself. Okay, what have we got this week? Well, things, as you can tell, are calming down a little bit. We don't have any massive national finals. We don't have any internal selections going on. We have all the songs ready for this year's contest. That means we can start off a little thing called Jukebox Jury. So watch your podcast feeds for that one over the next 7 days. And as already mentioned, we've got our national final look back for our Patreon supporters over at patreon.com/ESEinsight. As always, we pop up on the podcast radio 3 p.m. every Saturday with the latest news pod. I'm pretty sure we'll have Jukebox Jury in there as well, but I do need to speak to the management and ask them very, very nicely. And you can keep up to date with the new releases and chart hits across Europe at europesheartbeat.com, 11 a.m. every Saturday. You can get the show live at Radio 6 International, radio6.com, and listen again at the aforementioned Europe's Heartbeat website. Date-wise, well, we obviously have the contest itself at the end of May, and we can pencil the Oscar ceremony in now on April the 26th. If you've got any dates or shows coming up, any previews or interviews, do let me know. Ewan at eseinsight.com. We're expecting something like the last year's Eurovision home concerts to come out on the official YouTube channel, so keep an eye at youtube.com/Eurovision. And we'll keep you up to date with everything that we hear that's going on, interviews, previews, online concerts and such like. Sure to be a bundle of that over the next 6 weeks and beyond when we get into May and Eurovision month. But for now, thank you all very much for listening. We'll catch you next week, twice, here in the Insight podcast. That's your news, hit, miss, or maybe, coming up soon. We always have guitars, though. ESE Insight News Podcast this week was hosted by Ewan Spence, written by the team at ESE Insight. Find out more at www.eseinsight.com.